Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis and from the Pastani Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Hola,
John doesn't
amigos.
Want to be here, but we're going to be happy to be here.
That's right. So today we are talking about the Casa 1910 Revolutionary Edition Tierra Blanca. Sectoro Extra 6x54 comes out of an undisclosed factory in Mexico. Rappers Mexican Sumatra.
That sounds sketchy.
Does sound
sounds like, you know, it sounds like, you know, freaking, you know, Attorney General Merrick Garland talking about, you know, undisclosed factory in Mexico that the State Department's going to take down.
Rappers Mexican Sumatra binder filler, both Mexican and San Andres Negro, blended by Manolo Santiago. Price point is $16.49. The cigar was released in August of 2022. So with all that out of the way, Seth, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Listen, can we put up a photo? Yeah, there it is. These are, maybe it's just the bands, but pretty cigars, man. Really nice, really good looking cigar. Mexican Sumatra. I don't think we've ever smoked any of those before. Cigar starts out with some sweet spices, leather, dry wood. I got some coffee, some rich earth notes. There's some balance. I mean, it's rich, but there's balance. Medium strength and body. There's like the slight mocha creaminess as well. Pretty enjoyable. Second, third shows a little bit of change. I was getting some cocoa, some red pepper, more medium full. Final third is just charred wood, mocha creaminess, spice, some cocoa powder, medium strength, medium full body. Good burn throughout. Very nice draw. Really well constructed. John?
Well, you know, yeah. So, my experience was kind of average throughout. There's some interesting flavor combinations, but they didn't quite mesh up. So, you know, like in the first third, there was creamy leather and earth, and I'm like, okay, that could be good. But then there was lingering spices and leather, and they didn't harmonize at all. There's some sharp wood in the center of the profile and the retrohale, and I'm like, that's really distracting. And then sweet cedar out of nowhere by the halfway mark, and I'm like, these flavors are kind of all over the place. And then the last half of the first third was kind of creamy wood, tannic wood, and earth, and I'm like, what is going on here? Second third was kind of spices and wood, so it started out promising, creamy earth. I'm like, okay. And then just kind of became earth forward by the halfway point, and then just really earth dominant in the last half. And then the last third was really earth and wood with some drying wood on the post-drawn minerality. I'm like, you know, it's not bad. It's just not good. Burn struggled a little bit, I think, which I'll talk about in a second. I had to do a touch-up to intervene, so not a big deal. But the real story here, and I think probably affected the burn, and the flavor profile was the draw was so resistant it was almost plugged. So I felt the cigar, and certainly the last third of the cigar near the cap was definitely quite packed and very firm to the touch. And the first two thirds of the cigar was noticeably more squishy. So I think just a bad roll, unfortunately, and I think ultimately it impacted the flavor profile because I was left with a pretty average experience. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with smoky oak and light earth. I got some light chalkiness that joined in a bit later, and then some black pepper further along. Second third saw the chalkiness depart, and then the final third saw some mintiness join in as the cigar warmed up. Cigar had a nice start for me. That smoky oak, it was kind of a nice touch. Second third, my tongue was kind of being caked with the smokiness, and the earth kind of picked up, which kind of took the profile down a notch and maintained that level the rest of the way. I definitely like this edition of the Revolutionary Edition better than the Cuchillo Parado that we smoked as the first one from this brand, but still isn't something I'd really see myself coming back to all that often. It just didn't pass that first third. It just didn't really do anything for me. And I did you know, have a single relight and a little bit of a wavy burn. It's a slightly snug draw, so not the best construction, but not really anything I think that kind of had too much of an effect on things. All right, getting to the scores from the top. Seth and I both gave it a 5.75, and then John gave it a 5.05. So Seth had that 5.75 matchup for you.
Yeah, you know, I know I pushed us to get this one through. I was all for it. I'm glad we smoked it. It was cool to smoke the wrapper. Yeah, it was a fun little smoke. I mean, it's not, I don't know, it's fun to smoke something new, especially just puros from all different over. If you get an opportunity to smoke it and purchase, I would, just to have that experience. I don't think it's really, it's not like that mind-blowing, you know, right. But it's enjoyable.
Yeah, my 5.75 matches up well. Above average flavor profile. It had pretty good construction, not the best, but it's okay. Not something I'd really come back to. John, how about that 5.05 matchup for you?
Yeah, average flavor profile with a slightly below average construction. That matches up well. And I guess I'm with Seth's sentiment that it's nice to have sort of checked that box of smoking mix in Sumatra, but based on the profile, it's not really something I'd be reaching for.
And this review will be published on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, which, so John's score, I guess he did that on purpose to make the numbers line up.
I don't even
so
think about that. That's
I don't know. But
so if I'd really been thinking, I should have engineered it for the 555. Cinco.
Yeah. Final thoughts on this cigar.
You know,
they've done a lot
for me, but they've put out some. Well, we've got one probably coming up in the next few weeks, which pretty good.
They've done a lot of stuff. Like,
they've done a lot of stuff in a short period.
They've got the three editions from three different countries.
But it's more than three editions. There's like,
yeah, because each edition has its own. Every cigar is its own blend. There's no multiple vitolas of a blend.
Which,
you know.
Pros and cons to it, and it's just, you never can really tap into anything, and it's just, it's going to confuse the hell out of consumers. I think even
on a shelf, people are going to think they're just different sizes of the same thing.
It's just different sizes, and it's one of those things. It's fun for us to kind of, I mean, you really have to smoke everything to find something in there,
right?
And that's kind of infuriating, but. Glad we didn't waste time with June on this.
Yep. So far out of the two editions that we've smoked, I would say the Mexico edition, the Revolutionary edition, is a tier above the ones from Nicaragua, right? So the green bands.
Yeah, that's what I've found.
Yeah. All right.
But we have the
we're going to get into the white bands. We're going to get into the white bands soon. So we'll see how they stack up after that.
Because it's white, so. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Wait, what?
It's going to be mediocre. Right. It's going to be just gonna be white. No white.
Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe. But check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Cinco, Cinco, Cinco.